FM 90.3 WJTL, your home for Christ, community, and music. That was Mercy Me, Almost Home. Good morning to you. Happy Tuesday, April 28th, 7:03 on the clock. You're hanging out with Liam and Kaylin.
Hey, we're giving you a chance to tell us what you love, what you skip, and what you want to hear more of on WJTL every week on 2 Cent Tuesday. You can hop onto our Instagram and Facebook stories and give us your 2 cents.
Absolutely. Hey, good morning to our friend Diane Wolf, our very special guest this morning from Hope Within Ministries. Diane, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. Excited to be here.
That's good. We're excited to have you here. Is there anyone you'd like to give a shout out to?
Always my family, but especially just the team at Hope Within.
Okay, so I see your title here is Executive Director. That's a new position. Is that correct?
It is.
Okay. And can you tell us a little bit about Hope Within Ministries?
Absolutely. I worked as office manager at Hope Within a couple of years ago for about a year and a half, and then stepped away to try a new entrepreneurship. And the position became available for the executive director, and didn't know if I was quite the right fit, but put the application in anyway. And after a lot of interviews and discussion, just the heart of Hope Within is just resonates so much with my heart. And they gave me a shot at being executive director. So I count it a privilege to be part of this ministry. It is a medical, dental, and counseling clinic free. We are totally nonprofit, funded by donations completely. And we offer medical services to people who don't have insurance, who don't qualify for insurance, are within 250% of the poverty level.
Wow. That new position, is that quite the change of pace for you?
Quite. Working full time, but it's just awesome because honestly, the team that connects Hope Within to the community is just fabulous. It runs itself really in a way. It's a lot of the paperwork, legal work that, you know, I have to kind of learn and just trust God to lead me in to figure that out. But the clinic itself just provides so many great services for people.
Wow. How have you seen God work through Hope Within Ministries? Do you have any good stories or any testimonies from Hope Within?
Well, interestingly, you were just saying earlier about how, you know, sometimes you just play the right song and it just meets that need for people. And unbeknownst to you, it's divine intervention. It's amazing. Just the people that come to our door. We have all of our doctors and nurses are volunteer. So they take their time off and come and just care for people. And there are people who find themselves like in that gap. They may have just lost a job or have been displaced or just come upon circumstances that they never expected. And, you know, what do you do? And at that moment, somebody might hear about Hope Within, and here we are, just ready to love on people, to care for them physically, mentally, but also just to say, hey, you are loved, and we want to be here to tell you that because we know God loves us, and we want to tell you that God loves you too.
Wow, that's amazing. If folks want to get more information on Hope Within, is there a good website that they can visit?
HopeWithin.org.
Okay, and then you have opportunities to volunteer. Is that a good place to check in on that?
Yes, you can get a lot of information there. We do have a Facebook page as well, but a lot of it is just calling and word of mouth. We do get into different churches and share about what we do, some community resources, but hopewithin.org is where you want to fill out the application for to be a volunteer, and then we'll give you a call and definitely let you know what's happening there, get you excited about what we do.
Very cool. You're on social media, I heard. Is that Facebook and Instagram?
Yes.
Okay, so Hope Within Ministries, check them out, Facebook and Instagram, and hopewithin.org is the place to go as well. If folks want to get involved, you have a few fundraisers and events as well. Tell us a little bit about those coming up.
So we are fully funded by donations, a lot of partnerships in the community church, just people who, again, their heart resonates with the heartbeat of Hope Within. But we do fundraisers to help. We have a Highmark Walk that's located on the Hack Campus, Lot 4, on May 16th. We have a chicken barbecue June 6th. You can pre-order for that on the website. And then in the beginning of October, we're doing a Taste of Nations. This will be our second year to do that. We have 12 to 15 countries represented with different types of food. You purchase a ticket ahead of time, and then you get different bowls that day, walk around and get a flavor of a lot of different countries.
Wow. That Sounds like a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And if folks want to get more information, is hopewithin.org the place to go as well?
Again, yes.
Awesome. Hopewithin.org. We're going to talk more with Diane on the way next. Some great tunes as well. Mac Powell, Jeremy Rosado, and more.